This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. President Donald Trump has praised Chinese President Xi Jinping's efforts to combat the coronavirus, even as the number of people infected and dead from the disease continues to expand. Trump said that he praised Xi's efforts for being tough and strong in combating the disease.
They're working really hard, and I think they're doing a very professional job. They're in touch with our world organization, CDC also.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, meanwhile, said the United States is ready to spend $100 million to assist China and other countries fighting the virus. In a statement, Pompeo said the commitment, along with hundreds of millions of dollars donated by the U.S. private sector, demonstrated that the United States was leading in responding to the outbreak. President Xi, meanwhile, faces mounting domestic criticism following the virus-related death of a physician who issued an early warning about the disease. Officials in Hubei province, where the outbreak began, reported 81 new deaths late Friday, bringing the total to 699. Several thousand people remain quarantined on cruise ships in Japan and Hong Kong. Reuters' Beth Timmons reports.
Passengers have been confined to their cabins on board the Diamond Princess ship for days as part of a two-week quarantine after an 80-year-old man who disembarked in Hong Kong was diagnosed with the virus. Infected passengers take the total number of coronavirus infections in Japan to more than 80. Meanwhile, another ship, operated by Dream Cruises, with 3,600 people on board, remained stranded in Hong Kong after being denied entry by Taiwan, which has moved to ban all international cruise ships from docking on the island.
That's Beth Timmons reporting. This is VOA News.